This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out today, but we are going to go ahead and give it our best shot, our best go of it.
Please.
We got this. We're good.
Yeah. Lord willing. So the naval base in Coronado, how far away is that from you in California, Jen?
About 2 hours or so. It's in San Diego, near the San Diego area.
Okay, so did you hear about this a lot over the weekend? The military base was locked down because the vehicle ran through the gate?
No, and you know what's so funny is I actually dialed away completely. So to save my own mental health, I, on Saturday and Sunday, shut down a lot and kind of come back to the table again like Monday through Friday because I have to study the news so much, so I always like to take a little bit of a break. So, no, I did not hear about it to answer your question.
That's smart to, like, refresh the brain, though.
You really, honestly, you have to, otherwise you become a crazy person. But from what I see, there was a sheriff's deputy who was arrested with this.
Yeah. The driver was apparently taken into custody by base guards after the quote-unquote gate runner drove without stopping. This happened Friday night at the main entrance of the Naval Air Station North Island, part of the Naval Base in Coronado, and there were several patrol cars around. They ended up closing a lot of other gates. They still had some entrances open with heightened security, and they were telling everybody to avoid the main one and everything else. This apparently is the same gate that in last February 2022, a motorist was found with bomb-making materials at
that
the same gate.
Yeah.
The materials were not assembled into a device, just had kind of the makings of this, and the driver was detained for questioning. Now, yeah, this is just one of those things, just completely went through, but I don't believe they found anything on him because it is a deputy.
But he's being investigated. I guess he's off duty now. So he was off duty at the time. His name's Sergeant Michael Cruz. He tried to get past the gate without clearance, and he was booked in the county jail for driving under the influence. Apparently alcohol or something was involved. Mm-hmm. He is on paid administrative leave right now while his investigation continues, but how bizarre is that? I mean, if you're a cop and you're out there having a great time on St. Paddy's Day, you think the right idea is to drive into a military base? Probably not. I don't think that's a good idea.
Or and clearly I not thinking fighting. It all seems like a good idea.
He's lucky he's alive. You know.
Well, because, as soon as he starts going straight through, they are supposed to, I believe, fire at the vehicle.
Yeah, and that's what happened. I guess there are people in the area who described there being about 20 gunshots that were fired. And so, nobody knew exactly what to do. You hear that around a military base, and it's scary. So, thankfully, the guy was not hurt. Thankfully, it seems like everybody was okay. But, holy smokes, I don't think this guy's going to be a San Diego sheriff much longer.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, sticking with California news, the L.A. teachers and staff strike.
Yeah.
Now, it's looking like that is going to push forward, and there will be a strike the 21st through the 23rd.
It's very frustrating, and for a number of reasons. Most importantly is that L.A. schools were shut down for over 18 months, and testing shows that there are students who are a year to a year and a half behind in their education. And it's just it's not a great idea to shut down the schools once again. And this isn't even for the teachers, by the way. This is for one of the local unions, I think 99 is what it's called, and they are the support workers. So they're the cafeteria workers, the bus drivers, and the custodians,
campus security.
And a lot of – so the question is, without those people, because they're going on strike, they want a 30% pay raise. The district's willing to give them 20%, and so they haven't come to a deal yet. So without those people, then the United Teachers Union says, we don't feel safe to teach on campus, which couldn't we get some parent volunteers? I mean, yeah, it might not be, it might be a shelter crew, but with everybody kind of pulling their weight and to ask for some parents to come in, perhaps you could make it through so that you could keep the kids in school. But that doesn't even seem to be part of the conversation. And so then the next thing you would think, well, if you're going to send the kids home for 3 days, at least do virtual learning since we know how to do that.
And since the teachers aren't the ones striking, yeah.
So, the teachers aren't on strike. Well, no, because they don't want to do that either. So now they're just sending kids home for 3 days. I have a couple of friends who have kids in the LA Unified, and they did a big Zoom call for parents that was riddled, their PowerPoint riddled with spelling and grammar errors. But, okay, that's one thing. But instead of saying, oh, you know, we're going to help you through this, they say, well, you can get work packets available on request if you want to get a packet for your kid, but you actually have to ask for it. The teachers are not going to be asked to give that work. You have to ask for the extra packets for your children to keep up their education. It's just... You know, what is our goal and priority in the schools? Is it the rest and relaxation for the teachers who are going to get a 3-day vacation because they're in solidarity with the unions or what? What are the priorities here? It just doesn't seem right.
No, and then the kids are the ones that get lost in the shuffle.
Yep, sadly. That's been the theme, you know, with all of these school closures for the last couple of years. That's been the theme.
Well, Minnesota agencies are... underway with a cleanup after 400,000 gallons of radioactive water leaked from a nuclear power plant. Ugh. Apparently this happened this past fall, and we are only just now hearing about it because...
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it was one of those things of, quote-unquote, wasn't deemed a... didn't pose any health or safety risks to the local community or environment. That's why it wasn't revealed to the public. That's such a cop-out. Even if there's no health, or they don't think there's going to be health or safety issues, it should still be known.
The public should get to decide. You know, yes. That's the thing is, you don't get to tell us for our own good what you want us to know and what you don't want us to know. We deserve to know. We're the stockholders in this country. We should know what's going on so we can make a decision about what's best for ourselves, our bodies, our families' bodies.
It really, yes, exactly. So 400,000 gallons of radioactive water. That's like mind-boggling. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, the Minnesota Department of Health, and all those located along the Mississippi River have all kind of been a part of checking the contamination, seeing if it's contaminated the drinking water sources. The leak has been stopped and didn't go too much further, but still... It also makes you lose trust in things. I'm already somebody who's timid of nuclear power. It scares me, and that's because I don't know enough about it. I think a lot of the times where ignorance is bliss, sometimes the ignorance of it is even scarier. I will come forthright with the lack of knowledge when it comes to that, and that's why I'm a little timid of this. But when you just hear about all of this radioactive water that has been leaked, but then it's the question of not just security, but trust. When you hear about things happening after the fact and the public didn't really need to know, the quote-unquote didn't need to know about it yet, that makes you wonder how many other things are going on, which possibly a lot, do we, quote-unquote, not need to know about yet.
Right. I mean, it's the same thing with the train derailments and all this stuff. Oh, drinking water's safe. Go ahead, try it. I mean, it's like, you know what? You first. You try it first. Nuclear power is, the way I understand it, is actually a very safe and clean way to get power and probably is going to have to be looked at even more heavily during our future if we want to continue to power things with electricity, electric vehicles, electric appliances, and that kind of thing, which is the push from kind of the green branch of our government right now. So that's something that's going to have to happen. And it is supposed to be clean, but everything fails. And if it does fail, you got to let people know if it fails, especially if they start to glow. I mean, this is the problem, is that nobody trusts the government anymore because the government is not being forthright. And maybe they never have been, and people are just waking up to it. I don't know. But it sure seems a lot more secretive, and we'll tell you what you need to know, and we'll tell you how to think about things, and not letting people critically think, enjoy the freedom that we get living here, and making decisions for ourselves.
It's like the parents or guardians who don't tell their younger children something because they're trying to, quote-unquote, protect them or whatever. Well, these are adults. These are tax-paying adults who vote on things, not to be treated like a kindergartner who doesn't know any better and shouldn't need to know. And then on the flip side, to play devil's advocate in the conversation, we also know that persons are intelligent, free-thinking minds. Mm-hmm. People in general, a group of people, can sometimes lose focus. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes too many people can stop looking at what the actual facts are and thinking in such a rational way that they just follow the groups.
I think that's true.
Yeah, so maybe that's a reason why sometimes they're like, well, we don't want people to know about this because we don't want complete chaos. Sometimes you just have to let it happen and see what happens.
Exactly. Throw it up against the wall like spaghetti.
See what sticks.
But yeah, let us be the ones to decide. Even if there are a few cuckoos, there's cuckoos who now, when people aren't being transparent, think that they're driven towards conspiracy. So it kind of happens on both sides. You just have
That's
to take
true. It happens anyway.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, some good news. A man has unearthed what he calls Bud, a big, ugly diamond. It's 3.29 carats at the Diamond Park.
I knew I lost that somewhere.
Right?
Apparently, he'll bring it back to me.
This is a thing that I didn't even know existed. Apparently, it is Crater of Diamonds State Park, where people can expect to find 1 to 2 diamonds a day if they, like, sift through the soil and everything. Most times, they're very, very small. This 3.29 carat one is one of the on the larger side.
And where is this?
Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas.
Let's go to Arkansas.
Right? This is interesting. Yeah, so more than 120 diamonds have been reported at Crater of Diamonds State Park just this year alone. Visitors can typically expect to find 1 or 2 diamonds a day.
Wow.
This guy apparently has found, he started doing this back in 2011. And he's already found like 400 diamonds.
Oh,
I feel like there's a missed marketing opportunity of some jeweler. And they're typically like really, really small. But there has to be some jeweler that is on the property or right next to the grounds of like, bring what you find to us and we'll.
And if there's really diamonds there, I'm surprised it hasn't been just milked to death by people, unless it's just not. Not publicized, I guess, but holy smokes, you'd think people would know about it.
Yeah, apparently this guy found out about it, like, while watching something on the Travel Channel, and, yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
So, Arkansas,
vacation
we're going to
there,
Arkansas.
Jay, let's get out of here.
It's 18 after the hour on Doug Stebbins. Good day.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. And they are no longer the Bella Twins.
I'm so
are you a WWE fan?
Yes, of course. We actually, together, when we were at the Gracie Awards last year, the Bella Twins were at the event. And I loved it because not only did I watch wrestling, but I also watched Total Divas, and then what went on to, what was it, the Bella something or other. They had their own reality show.
Yes.
On E!
I can't remember what it was called now either, but
It was Total Bellas, that's right. Yeah.
So I am typically not a reality person. I don't like reality shows, celeb reality shows. I did catch Total Divas a couple times, and I fell in love with Brie and Nikki Bella. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I actually started watching Total Divas. However, I would only watch the Bella Twins parts or, what's her name, Paige?
Yeah, she was good too.
I liked her. Everyone else, I would just fast forward. And then when
really?
I was like, oh, Total Bellas, I don't even have to watch Total Divas anymore. I'll just watch Total Bellas. So absolutely love them. But they are, alas, Bellas no more. Now that they're in their post-WWE careers and their contracts with Vince McMahon is done, they are going back to their roots. They're going to use their birth names as their professional names as well. Moving forward, Nikki and Brie Garcia.
I know. I guess it's fine. Like, who cares? There's bigger problems out there. But
yeah.
It is
still,
the end of an era.
Awesome. It
and
really
they're still going to be called the Bellas. I mean, once you're branded like that, you're branded like that for a long time.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you still call it Staples Center.
I know. Staples Center? Absolutely. I was just there last
week. Instead of, what is it, Crypto? Crypto
yeah.
Arena?
And it's the Crypto, not even the Crypto Arena, the Crypto.com Arena, which makes it even more annoying to try to figure
mm-hmm.
out.
It will always be Staples. Well, that's like we have Progressive. And Progressive Field, there's our ballpark in Cleveland. It will always be the Jake. Absolutely
yeah.
always be the Jake. So, yeah, Nikki and Brie Garcia. However, Brie's husband, Brian Danielson, he went by Daniel Bryan
mm-hmm.
for his wrestling. And that was, I guess, pretty much because the WWE people were like, no, Brian Danielson, too lengthy. Let's just go. Like, they're the ones that picked Daniel Bryan for him. So as soon as he left WWE and went to, what is it, AEW, he went by his birth name, too. So he is now actually fighting, or wrestling, I should say, as Brian Danielson.
Back to his name again.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, look, there are a lot of people who switch it back. There were a lot of wrestlers who actually changed their show name. Like, mid-career, they would change it up. So, it happens. And, you know, I think people still call them the Bellas. Obviously, I think it was probably contractual, where WWE's like, no, we own the Bella Twins. Nice try.
That could
be
it,
probably had to, but...
And I guess they picked the Bella name because that was a nickname the grandfather called them as kids. They called them the Bella Twins.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so that is one of those really sweet... Who is it? Oh, Tandaway Newton, who she not necessarily changed her name because her name's always been Tandaway Newton, but there was some error where they forgot the W in her first name and it came out Tandy Newton. And then she just went with it all the time, Tandy Newton. And then finally she was like, you know what? This is kind of crap. Like, I'm proud of my name. Why am I going off of somebody else's error? So she made it known, like, no, my name is Tandaway Newton. And that is how she's going with it.
And she's sticking with it.
Good for her.
Yeah. Look, if it brings you joy, however your name is, whatever, you know. But get back to your roots. I think it's funny how many celebrity names get murdered by all of us in the media, and no one knows how to say them. And so those people just kind of go along with it, even though it's not really their name, but they just go with the dumb people who mispronounce it.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at Rihanna, whose name is Rihanna, but a lot of people say Rihanna. But whenever she gets name-checked in songs, if you go listen, like even in her Umbrella with Jay-Z, he says, Rihanna, where you at? Like, he even says her name wrong.
And she kept it
in the song. And she kept it that way, exactly. I always like how some celebrities get their names. Like, who was it, Natalie Portman? Natalie is her first name, but Portman is actually her grandmother's maiden name.
Oh, that's
so it's
cool.
Like you keep it in the family just to give you some of that differentiating. And also keeping your personal and public life separate. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program.
8. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Later this afternoon, the President and the First Lady welcomed the acting cast of Ted Lasso to the White House to discuss the importance of addressing your mental health to promote overall well-being. One of the hottest apps in the United States right now is another TikTok developer software owned by Chinese parent ByteDance Limited. App trackers show that CapCut, a video editing tool, has been downloaded more in recent weeks than TikTok. The General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow this hour and running through Wednesday. This is just days after the International Criminal Court, or ICC, indicted the Russian president for war crimes. The NCAA March Madness continues. The Sweet 16 games will be played on Thursday and Friday. You can watch it on CBS and TBS. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Feel free to join in on the conversation. Facebook, Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, at Good Day On Air. We love hearing what you have to say. Plus, you can always give us a call, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684. Doug is out right now. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Jen was just telling me this incredible story about the CNN reporter who revealed that her crew was basically robbed in San Francisco while covering a story on rampant crime.
Imagine that. It's like they had a visual aid. They didn't even have to work for it.
I feel like that's something that just writes itself.
The funny thing is not funny, haha, but ironic. This is a correspondent for CNN who was in San Francisco to talk about street crime. And she had her rental car broken into Friday, even though she had a hired security team with her watching the vehicle. So she posts, got robbed again, and showed the car broken into, shattered rearview window. She said, we had security to watch our rental car and our crew car. Thieves did this in under 4 seconds. And then she went on to say, this is ridiculous. She said that she and her producer were at a city hall, at San Francisco City Hall, when the thieves got into the car. They stole 2 bags from the vehicle. The CNN crew actually came into Los Angeles. They drove all the way up to San Francisco to talk about how voters are now upset because of the rampant street crime up in San Francisco. And on their third day there, they were robbed. And they had security watching their car. Most normal people do not. And living in California, you hear these horror stories about people who, up in this area particularly, actually leave their trunks open when they park their vehicles so that people know there is nothing inside so that they don't get their windows broken. Because a lot of times if there's something in the car, they'll break the windows to get at it. And so people will just park their car, put the trunk up as proof that there's nothing inside so that at least they don't have to replace their windshields or their back window. It's unbelievable.
If you have ever taken a safety course or anything like that, like self-defense and stuff, that was one of the things that they teach is to not lock your cars. First off, don't leave anything valuable in your car, period.
Right.
The car itself should be the only valuable thing. And never lock your cars because if somebody wants to get in your vehicle, they will, usually by breaking the windows. And most of us have a deductible that costs more than the window repair itself.
Exactly. So you're on the line for this expensive window.
Yeah. So it's one of those things of like, and a lot of times if a car is already unlocked, they won't spend that much time searching it because they feel like, well, if it's already unlocked, there's probably nothing in here. And if it's unlocked, then they want to take something, they'll take the car itself, which they would do anyway.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. There's stories now of people, you know, we have huge amounts of catalytic converter theft that goes on in California, particularly people just coming into your yard in the middle of the night, taking the catalytic converter out, and then people don't even know, and then they go and sell it for whatever it's worth, and they're trying to crack down on it and trying to crack down, unfortunately, not on the criminals, but on the people who buy these things off the market.
Well, and a lot of times that's what people are using the AirTags. Or in the sense of they will tag somebody's vehicle and then trace it later in the evening because most people won't have it in a garage or behind some kind of gate or a fenced-in area. And then that they'll actually go commit the crime later.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about that crime is that lately people have been, I guess everybody's trying it, even people who haven't been properly trained. And so in the last month, there have been 2 stories in Los Angeles of people getting crushed to death because they're actually under the car when the driver comes out, gets in it, and backs up, and they smash the driver. The driver doesn't even know they're in there. So
Oh my goodness.
It's not a victimless crime. You actually can become a victim yourself because you're just getting smashed. One guy got smashed in broad daylight. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning at a Costco parking lot. And he was under the car trying to steal the catalytic converter when someone came out, jumped in, and took off, felt the bump as she went over him, panicked, got out of the car, and saw this guy who died underneath her car after she ran him over.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that would be so traumatic. Wait, James Collins in our studios in Dallas, didn't this happen to you with a catalytic converter or something was stolen off of your vehicle?
Yeah, it was actually like around the first time that I started working here, like maybe 2 weeks in.
Right.
Yeah. I had came up, again, you know, I get here really early. When the show starts, it's 5 o'clock in the morning around here. And so people will come around and they'll snip that catalytic converter. The reason why is because it has platinum in it, and platinum is a very rare metal that can usually go for a lot. So, and it's super easy. All you do is take some scissors. That's all you got to do. Snip it and then take it off. And it's super just like you don't really notice it until you rev that engine whenever you start it up. My car, it just all of a sudden went, you know, like super, super loud.
No.
And I was really worried. I had no idea what was going on.
And you can't drive without it, right?
Mm-hmm. You can drive without it. It will make a lot of noise, and you shouldn't do it. I mean, I had to get it somewhere. You know, I had to take it to a shop. So the entire way down the highway, I didn't really even know what was going on till later. All I knew is that my engine was going, you know.
Does it cause additional damage if you drive? Was it like that, missing?
I wouldn't be able to tell you when it happened. I straight up took it to the shop that day, and I was like, please fix this right now. And they said, oh, yep, your catalytic converter was stolen. Better get that fixed up. And it cost me $350 to get it replaced.
And that's actually pretty good. I've heard that it can be upwards of like $750 to $1,000, even by, depending on what kind of car you have.
Right.
Or maybe that's just L.A. prices.
The piece that I got was a universal. And so that's why it was so cheap, because it wasn't made specifically for my car. If I wanted it specifically for my older 2008 model, it was like $700 to $1,000 or something like that. So, insane. Yeah.
Good grief. Crime. Crime, I tell you. We are just going to say that this is the crime segment. Because what's the other one you were just telling me about, Jen? There's an L.A. theft ring targeting the elderly at grocery stores.
Yeah, this is a new warning that's come out. And what's crazy is that you hear these stories from time to time, you know, like the gift card scam or something. But there was an L.A. Sheriff's Department warning issued that there's a criminal ring in California and beyond from South America that is claiming responsibility for these thefts that are happening within the grocery stores around Southern California. And I guess what happens is that your purse goes in the cart. You know, I mean, do you do that when you go shopping? You put your purse in the cart?
I am typically, if I have a jacket, my wallet's going in a zipped up pocket. But
yeah,
if I do, let's say I do have my purse with me, I actually use the, not the buttons, but where you strap in like a child in that top part. I actually wrap those around my purse and like fasten it in.
Smart. Because what they're doing, you know, if you put your purse in the cart, is that, and the way that this person described it, she said she was looking at something in the aisle and all of a sudden she felt like someone bumped her. So she kind of turned around and to see what was going on, and she saw somebody kind of walk away with their head down, kind of, you know, taking off with the cart.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't even know until all of a sudden she started getting notifications that her card was being used at a local Target. So they leave the person, they go to another retail store, and then they buy a lot of gift cards. And I guess they were trying to buy like thousands of dollars worth of gift cards, and they tried to do it a couple of different times. And that's their scheme, is that credit cards are stolen, and then before they get canceled, since it's pretty good to recognize theft now, you know, it's easier to see when a card is being used by someone else,
mm-hmm.
they'll go to a location to purchase gift cards, because once you get the gift cards, there's no shutting those down. And I guess this is the latest scam. They try to grab a card from you, run next door to a retail thing before you even notice that card is gone, and charge up as many gift cards as possible.
That makes sense. This just seems like next level pickpocketing.
Exactly. It's like high-end pickpocketing, basically.
My goodness. Nothing is safe.
This happened. My uncle was kind of victimized by, see, my uncle is a really smart guy. He worked for LA County for years. He's retired, but he's doing a lot of caretaking now for my aunt. And so, you know, a lot of times his mind is just like, he's in the caretaker's mode, which I think if anybody's been there, you understand what that means. And so one day he got a call saying that he was supposed to be on a jury in L.A. County, even though he doesn't live in L.A. County anymore. They moved out. And he explained that, and they said, well, we still have you on the rolls, and we've been calling you over and over again. If you don't show up, we are going to issue a warrant for your arrest. And he's like, well, what do I need to do? And he said, well, they need you to make a payment. So he's like, okay, fine, I'll make a payment. And so he goes, I'll give you my credit card. And the guy goes, no, I don't want your credit card. We need a gift card. There's a grocery store around the corner that sells these gift cards. I can see it on our map. You need to go to that location and buy those gift cards. So my uncle goes running out of the store, or running out of his house to the store. And as he's in the aisle picking up these gift cards, he's like, what am I doing? And he started talking to someone in the store that was buying, that worked for the store. And I guess this has been like some scam that people run on others all the time, saying, you're going to get arrested, we're going to throw you in jail unless you pay with this certain kind of gift card. And people must fall for it. Thankfully, my uncle kind of came to in all the craziness, like, wait a second, what am I doing? And he didn't get victimized. But I guess this kind of thing happens all the time.
Well, nothing. I think with the way things are today, because there's still, back once upon a time, not that long ago, you didn't have these Visa and MasterCard gift cards. You didn't have these just kind of generic gift cards. You actually had to go into a store and get a gift certificate from that store that could only be used at that store. You didn't have all these kind of hodgepodge things that you could just buy at any grocery store or drugstore. And with everything that's online, Those weren't always around, and I think that there's still a lot of the population who didn't grow up with this kind of technology and really have never had a need to learn it.
Yeah.
Like, still paying with checks and and all of that. I just don't think that we are far enough removed from the development and like the addiction of, right. of technology, if you will, the really relying on it, where sometimes we forget that we are so reliant that it's just too trusting. And I've been in different, like, Walgreens and CVS and drugstores where when you're checking out, there is a big sign posted saying that if you are buying a gift certificate for one of these reasons, we will not sell it to you. And, this is a scam. This is a scam warning. And it lists all the different ones that are out there and how many there are. Absolutely absurd.
And they sound so convincing in many cases. Or stuff that you receive if they have backup or they have a nice-looking email address or something. I mean, there's so many ways to fall victim. I mean, there have been things that I've looked through and I'm like, wait a second, this doesn't seem right. But on first glance, you wouldn't question it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And some people get really, really tricky with their email addresses where it looks like it's something legit, but instead of what would be an L is a number one or a capital I.
Exactly.
It's like just one quick little thing that you can't even tell. So moving forward in the crime portion of this, Putin has received an arrest warrant for war crimes from the ICC. Now, is this just pomp and circumstance? Yeah, like because it's highly unlikely anything's going to come from this because the ICC has no powers to arrest suspects without cooperation of a country's government. Russia is not an ICC member. And Moscow has denied the allegations and denounced the warrant as outrageous.
Right. Well, they say what
they're
doing.
Just kind of like ceremonial?
Well, yes, I think.
Pageantry, if you will.
Well, and Putin has always said, and this is how he presents it, that the territory, that this is a territorial dispute and this is just his property, even though he's broken into Ukraine and is stealing, what the arrest warrant's for is he's stealing kids and putting them up for adoption. So, are they going to get him out? No way. Is he going to cooperate and turn himself in? No way. So, yes, a ceremonial warrant.
All right. Well, that is the crime portion of today. We need to get some good news up here soon. And, of course, we have Tom K coming to give us some good information on tips and tricks for your home.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select Superstart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio Show. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. Join with Tom Kreutler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, giving us all of the DIYs, tips, and tricks that won't break your bank, but also letting us know when it's time to just hire on a professional. Don't do it yourself, because that will cost more money. Go get more tips on MoneyPit.com. So, Tom, there are a couple different questions from people. Is there anyone in particular you really want to focus on today?
Well, Jay in Rhode Island wrote me, and he said he's got a 3,100-square-foot home with an electric water heater in the middle. The problem is that when he his bathrooms, of course, are on the far end, so that when he tries to hop in the shower in the morning, the water's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold. You know, even obviously when you're operating the hot water valve, and then it gets hot. So he wants to know, what can he do about that? And the answer is a recirculating pump. So there's a system out there. It's a very small pump, and basically what it does is it has a temperature system in it that detects cold water in the hot water line. And if there's cold water in the hot water line, it spills it back over into the cold water line. And it does this continually so that when you hop in the shower, it's always hot. Now, the thing is, you won't want to do this 24/7 because then you'd be heating a lot more water. So you set it up on timer so that when you're ready to hop in the shower in the morning, you set it to kind of start working a half hour before and go out, you know, go off an hour or a half hour later, whatever your normal morning schedule is. But you will avoid that, James, if you use a recirculating pump.
There you go.
Roger that.
What about Susie in Washington State, who has a question about a Trex deck with railings that are slippery and covered with green growth? What should she do about those?
The dreaded green growth. So the generic description of moss, mildew, algae, lichen, all that stuff that will grow on surfaces. So she wants to know if she should pressure wash it, or is there anything that she could apply to it to stop it from showing up again? And the answer is yes. There are different products that you can use. I like Jomax, which is made by Zinsser, or House Armor. These are good cleaners. And there's other types of cleaners that when you put it on, like spray and forget, it stays there. It doesn't clean it immediately because it basically is sort of reacting with all of that green stuff and causing it to die, but it leaves a barrier behind so it won't grow back. So it depends on whether or not you want a quick turnaround or a slower turnaround. But it's to be expected. And she also mentioned in her email, Jay, that she has a lot of cedar trees. And whenever you have a lot of shade, you're going to get a lot more of that green stuff growing. So one of the things you can do is to try to open up some of that sunlight, let some sunlight in. That's the best natural mildicide there is.
Okay, good tips. You can get more with the podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. You have a great episode appropriately titled, what is it?
Does your vacuum really suck?
I love it.
So we talk about how to superpower your vac for spring if it's not doing the job. What can you do short of buying a new one? So we get into how the filters work, how to choose the best bags. If the belts are slipping, tricks to make sure that doesn't happen. Even if you have to get new belts, what should you double up on? I was telling you before the show that I had taken my own advice in a vacuum that we recently unveiled on Earth to give to our son who needed one in his new place. And I had an extra belt taped to the handle because the last time I changed the belt, they come in a pack of two. So why not save that one right where you know to look for it? Because that's the kind of thing that, you know, you buy once and I use an extra one. Where did I put that darn thing and end up buying it again? Then, of course, you find that extra thing like a day or two later. So just a couple of tricks like that to really get those vacuums in good shape so that you can start cleaning your house first spring and enjoying that clean, fresh air as opposed to the dusty, dirty air.
Awesome. Okay, so quickly, what is the number one topic that people come to you with questions?
I think it depends on the time of year. You know, we get a lot of questions about floors. People are always updating their floors. Plus, there's a lot of new flooring products available. So it really depends on what you want to do. I mean, if you want to do a kitchen or you want another room that maybe you could, it would look nice if you could have hardwood floor, but it's sort of, you know, a moisture problem, like a foyer. You've got not only laminates, but you've got the luxury vinyl planks, the engineered vinyl planks, and this new class of stone hybrid products, which is plank flooring that snaps together. It is incredibly tough. When I first got my first box of this stuff, the manufacturer dared me to damage it. So that's like going down the gauntlet with me. So I got my 16-ounce framing hammer out, and I just tried to bang some holes into it. You know, when you miss with a hammer, we call that a smile in the wood. Well, I couldn't put any smiles in this thing. It just bounced right off. The stuff is so tough. So lots of options on flooring. That's a really popular topic in the spring.
Oh, that's great. You can get more from Tom K. Money Pit, moneypit.com, moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/newsletter. Always check it out. And, of course, there's the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay. Good day.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.